Here we are.
Here we are.
Once again.
Yes.
And we're talking about discovering and unlocking your brain's superpowers. Training your brain to work for you, not against you. Because it works against people unless you train it to work for you.
That is true.
The default is the brain will work against you. Because, as we've said before, the subconscious brain is the boss of us. And it operates at about the level of a three-year-old. So our boss is a toddler. And we can't get around that. But the parent part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, can program the toddler, the subconscious brain. And then the toddler works for us because it was programmed by the PFC. Mm-hmm. So that's most of what we're talking about, is just how to program the toddler. Because if it's going to be our boss and we can't do anything about it, we might as well train it, right? So now that toddler's working for us, not against us, not sabotaging us, but helping us. So today, we're going to talk about a brain training technique that's not even on any of the tests, any of the results sheets. No, it's not. But it applied, It's kind of tough to explain. It applied to so many. It was really hard to decide which to put it on. So there are so many others that are great. And this one, it's just a tricky one. And I couldn't decide if it was only for a few types or if it was for all types. Because that's the kind of nature of it. It's hard to explain. So I left it out. So we're going to talk about, it's amazing, it's super powerful, but we're going to talk about one that nobody can even get when they take the brain type test at braintype.me. Hmm. And you and I might have talked about it before, but it is a strategy to do when you feel trapped in a certain state. Because when you're trapped, it's hard to do the things you want to do. When your toddler has you trapped in a certain mood, mm-hmm. or craving or whatever it is, pattern. So a really good example of that is fear. That's one that can trap people. Mm-hmm. It could be fear of something that's happened in the past or that something might happen in the future or something that the news is telling you to be fearful of. Once you're in a state of fear, you are in your amygdala and your toddler has lots of control. The PFC is basically taken offline. And it's not just fear. It can be other emotions that get you trapped. Mm-hmm. And essentially what has happened is that emotion has hijacked your brain. And so the technique is really simple. It's catching whenever that happens. And then saying, "Hi, Jack, you're not welcome today. Thanks for visiting, because sometimes you're useful, but not right now." And so you're just talking to Jack. You've been hijacked.
Yeah.
We've talked about giving things a name or labeling things. Anytime that you do that, you are moving everything out of the subconscious, and the amygdala especially, to the prefrontal cortex. Just the act process of giving something a name puts you back in your PFC. It's simple to get back in it if you know how. If you don't, it's impossible and you're stuck and you're hijacked.
Yeah, didn't you call it like, we were talking about anger and you called it like Angry Angie or something like that?
Gave her a name.
Yeah, and then just emotions, every emotion like had a name. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that when you're communicating with people, mm-hmm. and giving it a name, like, okay, you know, mm-hmm. Angie Angry's here. Like, what do we do about her? Mm-hmm. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah. And you're almost smiling and you're laughing.
Makes it funny. Yeah.
Because it changes everything.
Changes your position on like what's going on. Kind of makes you, make light of it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Instead of everything being so serious.
Yeah. And then in that state, if that doesn't work, you can ask yourself, am I really angry or am I just miffed? Hmm. or peeved, you know, something.
What do you think the difference is, really?
It doesn't matter. Because you've just asked the question. So now your subconscious has the job of answering that question. You've given a question to your toddler. Now he's preoccupied. He, in my case, she is in your case, is preoccupied. And they're not sabotaging you while they're preoccupied. And so you're able to more easily get out of the amygdala and into the PFC.
Interesting. Uh-huh.
But hijack is quick way to do it. Now, people that use this technique a lot and get really good at it also have to be careful, because there can be a name association there. So then if they see people that are named Jack,
they can associate. That's terrible. There's so many people with the name Jack.
I know.
You're like, oh, dang.
So
I already don't like you.
So you can, or it's either that, or I don't know what the association is going to be, but it can be one formed. It could be fat. It could be funny.
You mean Angie?
Or you're shaking. Hi, my name's Jack. And you're just shaking.
That'd be very embarrassing. We're like, hi, Angie. Ooh, we can't. All right. We can't hang out. Sorry. Your name just makes me upset. Can you imagine saying that to somebody? Terrible.
Yeah, but in that case, you probably wouldn't be upset at an Angie. It would be because you've gamified it. So yeah. It's not like you've associated anger, you've associated breaking anger.
Funny.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a funny thing instead of like an angry thing.
Yeah. So the association wouldn't always be negative with Jack. It might even be positive, but like, just that's like something Jack to think about. Yeah, I do too. Yeah. My grandpa's name was Jack.
How cute.
Yeah. And the reason we're having this subject in this particular technique today is because a friend of mine was listening to one of our podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And he said, oh, it reminded me of hijack. And I go, I don't think we've talked about hijack yet. He goes, no, it wasn't that you talked about it. It just reminded me of brain training and that you've told me that before and how great it worked and how much I need to do that again and bring it back forward and practice it more.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So it kind of gave you a little idea for what to talk about next, which is awesome. Just because you said that it's not on any of the tests, but it's a super important brain hack, because it really is like a distraction almost. Mm-hmm. But do you think it's also like bringing attention to the fact that you're like almost questioning yourself? So it's not necessarily a distraction, or do you think it's more of like a distraction technique?
It is both. So it's, yes, questioning is great. Mm-hmm. Anything you can do to knock yourself off the pattern that you're on. Mm-hmm. So breaking patterns is really the most important step in this.
Right.
This, however, also puts things into perspective.
Yeah.
So A, you've just broken your pattern. So now you can escape from whatever you're trapped in. You can escape from the hijack, the brain hijack. And B, it puts it into perspective. You've gamified it a little bit. So now it's not... Now you're not freaking out, because now it's somehow less of a deal.
Because right. I was thinking about it, I was like, we've talked about changing your state before.
Yep.
And so would this fall under multiple categories of that?
It does.
Yeah.
So the three main things, easiest ways, there's lots of ways to change your state, but the three top ways is your focus, physiology, and belief. Mm-hmm. So your focus, we've just changed our focus.
Yeah.
We're not trapped. We're not hijacked anymore, because we called it out.
Hijack.
Yeah. And now it's a lighter kind of attitude, and maybe you'll giggle. And that's all great. It's so easy to change your state. You ever notice someone who, like if you've been in a argument with somebody, and then their phone rings, and they're going, rah, 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 and their phone rings, and you go, hello?
My dad.
That's how easy it is to change your state.
So funny.
Yeah. Yes. So this is one of those easy ways to consciously be able to do that. It's just a brain nerve pathway. Mm-hmm. You're just jumping out of that into another one. And so people who have anxiety issues, this can be really key. Or, for instance, sleeping, even insomnia. I just can't turn off my brain. It's because you're hijacked. So hey, say hi to Jack. Tell him he's not welcome. And then tell him about what you're going to do next, which is hijack. Thanks for coming. But at this point, you're not welcome. And what I'm going to do next is relax and peacefully go to sleep.
Do you feel like you have to, in the beginning, just like we've talked about with like meditation and things like that, where it just takes practice before?
Totally.
Because that's what I was going to ask is like, you know, it seems really simple, but I think a lot of people get frustrated having to like continuously do it, but it gets easier over time. Yeah.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. This is a skill. All of these brain training techniques are skills that get better
with time.
With time and more effective. So it not only gets easier to do the brain training technique and quicker, but the effectiveness increases.
Yeah. Well, it's like it kind of falls under the, you know, great quote of the power of the spoken word. Mm. Where it's like when you say things out loud, like, for example, affirmations, which is one of our brain training techniques. Mm-hmm. If you say it out loud instead of just saying it in your head, it's amazing how your, I would think your PFC listens mm-hmm. to that, and it pulls you out because it's listening.
Yep.
Because you're saying it out loud, and then it's allowing to, like, distract you and go. It's hard for me to, like, explain that in a perfect way, but I just see how it can really help if you say it out loud.
Yeah, it does. There is something that happens when you verbalize something with noise mm-hmm. using your vocal cords mm-hmm. that won't work if you're just doing it in your brain.
Yeah, like thinking about it.
And I think part of it has to do with a vibration kind of a thing affecting your water molecules, because we talked about that previously.
Yeah.
Dr. Emoto's water experiments.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also hear yourself, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes when you don't feel that way mm-hmm. or actually believe it, mm-hmm. it's amazing how when you say it over and over again, mm-hmm. like, it could go either way, mm-hmm. right? Where it's the same thing as someone saying, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired,
yeah.
I'm tired, I'm tired. And you just keep repeating it. And you tell everyone you meet that you're tired. How are you doing today? Oh, I'm tired.
Yep.
And you say it over and over again, and eventually you've convinced yourself, and now you're even more tired than you were before. Mm-hmm. And so if you turn that thought around and just start saying, you know what, I feel great today. Mm-hmm. Even though you don't, mm-hmm. eventually if you keep repeating it, mm-hmm. you do actually feel better. Mm-hmm. And there's actually, it's probably different for certain people, but there's certain words that hit you differently. Mm-hmm. Like certain affirmations that hit people differently where it feels good to you. Like it sounds right.
Yep.
And I think it's the vibrations of the, like the words together, honestly, yep. the energy that's outputted, yep. that makes you feel different. But if you do that, it's just so powerful mm-hmm. and it's so cool and it works both ways. So it's yeah. both negative and positive. Mm-hmm. It's called the power of the spoken word,
yep.
whether it's either or. So
spoken words become your experience.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with like believing, right? Because it's like if you believe something, mm-hmm. you'll eventually have that situation. Mm-hmm. It's the power of belief mm-hmm. too.
And that's the other thing is focus, physiology, belief. So yeah. this is changing your focus immediately and it's affecting your belief system. Mm-hmm. So it's 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
And then what's going to happen without you even knowing it is your posture's going to change. Now you got 3 out of 3.
Yeah. Because you kind of sit up a little bit more straight.
Your heart rate's going to slow down. Your breathing rate's going to slow down as you start to relax. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's great for, we had a member here who had, was healed. She's still healed, even though she moved away, of her anxiety disorder. With the brain training.
It's amazing.
And Hijack was one of her favorites. Still does it.
Yeah. I think it's really good for people that do not have emotional, like EQ, emotional quotient. Mm-hmm. And so, like for people that struggle emotionally mm-hmm. and struggle with being even keel, mm-hmm. like being unshaken, because mm-hmm. it's, you know, in we talk about this a lot, but I feel like because of the society that we're in today, it's just progressively got worse and worse because our patience has thinned and thinned and thinned just because of the social media aspect of things.
Yeah.
And just
looking
because,
for things to be upset about.
Yes. And then, like, you know, it's culture based too, where it's like the culture of like everything's fast, everything's quick, everything's easy and convenient. Mm-hmm. And that causes people to be just change from one emotion to the next very quickly. Mm-hmm. And typically it's negative, mm-hmm. you know, where it's like, oh, I'm in such a great mood. You know, today's awesome. One thing happens and your entire world comes mm-hmm. crashing down. Mm-hmm. And that's what we call like emotionally imbalanced mm-hmm. and not being able to control your emotions. And that's what's so cool about what we're talking about, like the hijack. Mm-hmm. It allows you to kind of be more in control mm-hmm. of your emotions and kind of steal that power back mm-hmm. because people become very situationally emotional. Mm-hmm. Like it's very dependent on what's happening to them instead of them being in charge of their emotions and not allowing things mm-hmm. to shake their tree.
Yeah.
So it's very powerful, but mm-hmm. it does take a lot of practice, especially if you're someone that's emotionally, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say unstable, but just imbalanced.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And combining two of the brain training techniques together, and I'll give you an example with hijack, is especially powerful, and that is hijack and gratitude. So you say, hijack, you're not welcome here right now. What I'm going to do next is think of three things I'm grateful for.
It's a great one.
And then that's going to force you to continue to change your state, to calm down, heart rate comes down, breathing rate comes down, anxiety comes down, and then you just list out loud those things that you're thankful for. It's really easy in this country because we're so blessed. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
People forget.
Well, people don't know. I think it's literally ignorance.
Yeah, because they've already had everything.
They've always had it. I mean, I'm like, you know, a perfect example of that. I mean, I grew up in the suburbs, a great family, parents that stayed together, all that good stuff. I mean, I had my own like little traumas and stuff, just like everybody does, but I never lacked for anything. I never, you know, went hungry or without a meal or anything like that. I've never had to deal with that kind of thing. And so we do forget because you get upset over these little things that are just so ridiculous to get upset about. And there's so much opportunity in this country to like do well. Mm-hmm. And so it's incredible when people get so upset and we are like a country of complainers too.
It's ridiculous.
It's a country, and I feel terrible saying that, but it's because there's so much that we have and that we're blessed with, and like you said, we forget. Yeah. And so it's like now it's very easy to complain because you get in that groove. It's the same thing. It's like a narrow pathway. Mm-hmm. If you get used to complaining, mm-hmm. you're in that rut of complaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want to be that person.
No.
That's always complaining.
No.
So.
No, I mean, like, I could make up a story of Cassie Complainer, where she wakes up late because there was a little power outage during the night, and her alarm didn't go off. Her clock reset. And so she wakes up late, and now she's rushed. So she's trying to get to Starbucks extra fast in her car. And
She gets pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, and she gets pulled over by the police, and he gives her a ticket, and so that delays her even more. So she gets to Starbucks, and she's in a hurry. She pulls away, and it spills on her, and now she's upset. And then then she gets to work, and then the automatic door for some reason doesn't open in time, and she kind of bumps into it a little bit. So then she walks in, and then she's late, and so everybody has already eaten the free muffins that Susie always brings in the morning. And then somebody asked her how her day's going so far. And she goes, oh, it's awful. I haven't had a worse day that I can ever remember. But everything that she would list off is a first world problem.
100%. It's so funny.
9 out of 10 people on the rest in the other parts of the planet would literally give their right arm to have those problems.
Yeah, it's so funny because you're like explaining that, and I'm like, that explains like one of my bad days where like I'm bumping into things and I'm spilling stuff, and I'm like, everything is terrible. I hate this day. I want to go to sleep. I want to go to sleep now so it's over, you know? Because I'm like, that, and it's so true. It's like just such first world problems. And I'm so at fault. Mm-hmm. So at fault of that. And so, you know, you're not alone if like that's you or like, you know, people that get offended by that. I mean, there's nothing to get offended by because it's truly just perspective.
Yeah.
And it is a matter of perspective. Like I remember my dad was telling me this one time. I always mention my family. I probably should stop doing that, but whatever. My mom totally listens to this stuff. Sorry. But she was in, okay, so she's in their pool.
Yeah.
In their backyard, right? And she's like complaining about her day. There was something that was going on. And she's in the pool, you know, with her drink. And, you know, she's complaining. And my dad goes, Anita, just look around. My dad does it too.
Yeah.
You know, complains or like I do or whatever. And then she goes, oh, you're right. Sorry. You know.
Yeah.
Because she knows. She knows she's blessed and stuff. So there was nothing wrong with it. It was just so funny because it's so like accurate. That's a perfect depiction. And I'm the same way. Like I'll just have those days all the time. And then I have to kind of like sit there and go, okay, like Alex, relax. You know, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
That you were accidentally running into every wall you passed, you know?
Right.
That happens a lot.
But we could, if we were to coach this complainer girl, we could say, all right, she would say, hi, Jack, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then say, okay, now to think of things that you're grateful for, because sometimes when you're in a crummy state, it's hard to think of things you're grateful for.
100%.
Let's just reverse everything that made you upset, starting with your alarm clock.
Yeah.
How amazing that you have an electric alarm clock and electricity. Because most people on the planet don't.
It's true.
And it's just start with that and then just keep going with everything that upset you. And how amazing it is that you actually were able to have that.
See, like I feel that way almost every day. It's the alarm clock thing. I'm like, I hate you. You're waking me up on time, you piece of poop.
Watch your language. There might be kids listening.
My bad. P-O-O-P. Anyways, yes, I definitely am at fault for that as well. But so funny that you're mentioning that. It's probably a good reality check for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's all I really have to say about Liat. It's just, you know, it's a simple, easy technique that, again, works for most people, if not everyone. But like you mentioned, it takes practice. First time it'll work. But it won't work near as well as the 10th time. And the 10th time won't work near as well as the 100th time. It gets better every time. Kind of like the EFT, the tapping. Mm-hmm. I don't actually have to tap anymore. I just imagine that I am, and it works. That's how...
You've built the motor pathway or the neural pathway for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a habit now for you.
There we go. Boom.
Goes a dynamite.